Many Floridians aren't happy they're paying now for new nuclear plants that may never be built. But what people in the Sunshine State may not know is that frustration with what's going on here is helping other states avoid a similar fate. In a conference call with reporters today organized by Physicians for Social Responsibility, the senior policy advocate for the Environmental Law and Policy Center in Iowa credits the rebellion by Florida ratepayers for raising awareness around the country. Stephen Falk says what has happened in Florida is a factor in a recent defeat of advanced cost recovery for nuclear plants in Iowa.
The Iowa legislature adjourned May 9th without passing a bill that would pave the way for MidAmerican Energy to charge ratepayers in advance for new nuclear reactor construction. This was the first time a small modular reactor-related proposal came up in a state legislature in the U.S., and it was defeated. Even though my organization focused on the advanced cost recovery aspect of the legislative fight, it's still worth noting that SMRs were defeated in Iowa.
In contrast to Iowa, the Florida legislature approved nuclear advanced cost recovery in 2006. Since then, the two largest private utilities in the state have been collecting money from current ratepayers to pay for proposed nuclear reactors that are scheduled to be built next decade. But many critics suggest because of rising costs, the plants will never be built. Edward Smith is the Safe Energy Director with the Missouri Coalition for the Environment. He says many ratepayers in his state don't want to make the same mistakes as Florida.
Ameren, our state's largest monopoly utility, has been trying to expand nuclear power in Missouri since 2008. Now the utility wants $452 million in taxpayer money because it cannot convince some legislators that paying in advance for dirty, dangerous, and expensive nuclear power is a good idea. The Department of Energy grant would go towards the development of unproven and untested small modular reactors. If these small reactors make financial sense, which they do not, the nuclear industry should use private capital instead of risking taxpayer money on what is likely to become an atomic cylindra.
Florida State Senator Mike Fasano voted for the advanced cost recovery measure in 2006, but has since said he made a mistake. He congratulated the people of Missouri and Iowa for not following Florida's lead.
Again, the concerns we have is the power that we have given the two power companies through the legislation. We have pretty much mandated, unfortunately, to the Public Service Commission here in Florida that they must approve just about everything that the two power companies ask for because of the legislation. Although we respectfully disagree, as you know and you may have heard, we are challenging the law. When I say myself and a few other legislators along with an organization, are challenging the constitutionality of the legislation that was passed in 06 because of the uncertainties, because of not knowing when these nuclear power plants will be built and whether the people will ever get refunded if they aren't built.
Fasano says Progress Energy Florida has canceled its deal with the contractor that was going to build the Levy County reactors. He predicts the plant will never be built because the region won't need that electricity. You can learn more about the Physicians for Social Responsibility campaign at nuclearbailout.org.